The film is called Doing It in the Park, and it's a fascinating look at New York's pickup basketball scene.
I got $10, say you want to make the next shot. Chicken noodle soup. Oh,
in a video promoting the film, director Bobito Garcia talks about recruiting 77-year-old pianist and composer Eddie Palmieri to write a score matching the energy on screen.
Eddie Palmieri, 9-time Grammy Award winner, you know, jazz master. And Eddie, amazingly, had never scored a film. And so he loved the idea. He loves basketball.
We reach Palmieri at his home studio in New Jersey.
He knew that I had never written for any film or documentary or anything like that. And I took it as a challenge, and it turned out great. They always knew that I played ball. Get it?
Palmieri's full-court press, percussive piano technique, and that growling sound you hear him making have earned him the nickname the Madman of Latin Music. In fact, the moaning and groaning created problems for record company executives during Palmieri's first recording sessions in the early 1960s.
They wanted to either gag me or put me in another room or something. Then they said, listen, that's the way he plays. Just let him play. Go ahead. Let him moan and groan, whatever he wants to do.
Letting Palmieri do whatever he wants to do has resulted in some of the most significant recordings in Latin music over the past 50 years. The New Yorican, or New Yorker of Puerto Rican heritage, started his career in the 1950s playing with dance bands during the height of the mambo craze. Palmieri struck out on his own in the early 60s and hit it big with his band La Perfecta and tunes like this one, Conmigo. That trombone-flute combination was an unusual sound in the early 60s because all the other Latin dance bands were led by trumpets.
The two-trombone New York salsa sound, an unbelievable technique on piano, absolute master of this music, bringing together jazz and the Afro-Cuban rhythms.
That's Jamie Deberle, a trombonist with the San Francisco-based Pacific Mambo Orchestra. The group won a Grammy Award this year for Best Latin Tropical Album. Percussionist Carlos Caro is also with the orchestra.
Palmieri is a big influence. Every song he made was a hit.
Not only was he a hit maker in the 60s and 70s, he was also active with social issues, performing benefit concerts for the Young Lords, a Puerto Rican nationalist group in New York City, as well as playing concerts in prisons, such as Rikers Island and Sing Sing. Palmieri's 1972 album, recorded live at Sing Sing with his group Harlem River Drive, is a classic.
¿Qué pasa? What's happening? Salam alaikum. How's it going, brothers and sisters? Brothers.
It was the time of revolt in the streets here. We had the Young Lords, you had the Black Panthers. And I was in alliance with the Young Lords because I knew one of them. And I knew them really a little bit of all. One of them was real close to me, with Compay. That means like I was at his wedding, you know, was his best man. And I would, when they put the flag around the eyes of the Statue of Liberty, I'm the one that did a concert for them and bailed them out of jail, at least with whatever I was able to bring, you know, out of the concert. But we blew them away. Dizzy Gillespie was my MC. He lives in Rikers Island now. He says, before I bring on my Latin soul, brother, Eddie, have you ever seen such a captive audience?
Palmieri Palmieri says from La Perfecta to Doing It in the Park, one thing ties his body of work together, a quality instilled in his musical DNA from the Mambo days.
They're all danceable, and that comes from the old Palladium ballroom with the great orchestras of Machito and the Afro-Cubans, Tito Puente and Tito Rodriguez.
Palmieri's music often gets labeled as salsa, but he points out that the rhythms he plays all have their proper names, such as rumba, huahuanco, and montuno.
All these rhythmical patterns that are African origin, to lump that under one word, salsa, it's blasphemy. And the best answer that we got was from the great Tito Puente when they asked him, what do you think about salsa? He said, I put salsa in my spaghetti, baby.
Palmieri says he's still going strong after more than 60 years in the business because he has a passion for the music, fueled by the musicians in his band, many of them young enough to be his grandchildren.
You can't get tired when you see these new young players. It's a young band, eager to play, and a part of it.
Palmieri and his young septet bring their game to Stockton next Thursday night, March 27th, for a performance at San Joaquin Delta College. They're kicking off the annual Brubeck Festival. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.